Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tesla shares are down today after its big reveal of a brand new Cybertruck didn't go quite according to plan last night. Ed, you were in Hawthorne for the event. What happened?
So the Tesla Cybertruck came out on stage. It was as wacky and as different and futuristic as any thing you can think of. Think kind of like Blade Runner, the film Blade Runner, or any post-apocalyptic film, like the pickup truck version of the DeLorean. And Elon was talking about the characteristics of this pickup truck, and they did this demo where Franz van Housen, who is the chief Tesla designer, came on stage with a sledgehammer and whacked the truck. He just came up, whacked the truck, okay, but it didn't leave a single mark. And he was talking about the steel. They're going to use this ultra-reinforced steel that's been designed by Tesla and SpaceX, and it's the same steel, actually, in the pickup truck that they're going to use for the SpaceX Starship. So first demo went well. Second demo, they started testing the glass, and they were dropping ball bearings on a flat piece of glass on a desk. It didn't break. Everyone was amazed. They called it armored glass. So Elon Musk turns around and he says to Franz, the chief design officer, throw the big metal ball bearing at the window of the truck. So he does, and the window smashes. And Elon Musk used some expletives, which I won't repeat on air, and the crowd gasped, and Franz van Housen took a second metal ball and threw it at the other window. And the other window smashed. And so Elon kind of joked that they would edit it out in post-production. And you kind of got the sense that that wasn't what was expected. I'm not sure that the shares are down today because of the window thing, by the way. But that is kind of what people are talking about.
Yeah, okay. Three Stooges-like behavior aside, that's unfortunate. It's quite an unusual design. I mean, it really looks like something from a superhero movie or a cartoon. Can you...
It is. It's an unusual design. It's very boxy. I would encourage listeners out there to just go on Google and look it up. It is not like any standard pickup truck. And part of the reason that shares are down so significantly today is if you look across Wall Street, analysts are worried that this is too niche, that the design is too out there, too different from pickup trucks. And Rebecca, you and I have talked about this a lot in the past. 75% of what the folks out there are buying are light trucks, which includes a category which includes pickup trucks. And the concern is that analysts don't think Tesla are going to convince core US truck buyers, the people buying the Dodge Rams, the Ford F-150s, the Chevy Silverados, to switch to this truck because it's so different. It won't resonate with that audience. You know, it has really impressive specifications, 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds. Tesla say it's going to be able to tow 14,000 pounds in mass. That's amazing performance. And the key kicker, Tesla say that the price will start at $39,900. If you get yourself an F-150 or a Raptor, you're almost in seven figures, right? So that's kind of like, or six figures, I should say. So that's kind of gives you an example of how on paper this could do really well. But there's some real skepticism out there about it being for an everyday user of a pickup truck.
Right, especially, you know, I mean, it's not going to, if you want a car, you're not going to buy this thing. And if you want a truck, if you're a traditional pickup truck person, I don't think so. I mean, that bed doesn't look very big.
But Elon has been saying for more than a year that he thinks that this will be a surprise. My goodness, was it a surprise when it came out on stage. There was like this first like gasp and then silence, and everyone, including the media, kind of looking at each other like, is this the actual truck or is this a joke? But it was the real truck, you know. But the thing is this as well. Tesla likes to innovate, okay? They like to do new things. Elon has been transparent about it. If this does become a reality, you know, it could be incredible. Tesla are talking about up to 500 miles of range. You know, that is really kind of impressive performance. But it depends on what the demand is for this specific product. There are some Tesla fanatics out there. They have a strong consumer base. They don't market or advertise. They rely on what I call parketing, where you rely on cars parked on the street driving around to sell it. And they rely on the community of Tesla owners to sell it to each other. But this is what Wall Street's worried about. You know, it's too niche. And they worry that for most of America, this just is too far, the Tesla Cybertruck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.